The Berkshire Festival of Women Writers, which begins on Saturday, has 33 events stretching across 9 days. On the festival guest list is Ruth Reichel, well known for her cooking and her writing, with a career that has included The New York Times, The Los Angeles Times, Gourmet Magazine, The Food Network, and WNYC Public Radio in New York City. In advance of the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers, Ruth Reichel spoke with WAMC, recalling a fond memory from a previous visit to the festival.
And it was one of the most wonderful, warm evenings. It was a whole group, a group of us each wrote something about a photograph, and it was in the museum in Williamstown. And I can't remember a more interesting conversation. So it's like very different than speaking to, I do a lot of speaking for charity at universities. And this is different because I'm really speaking with my peers.
Perhaps less competitive than if men were there, more supportive perhaps?
I wouldn't say competitive or even supportive, but it's like you start on a different footing because we're all kind of in the same place. We all have the same concerns. And, it's like a group of sisters. I mean, I wouldn't say, that it's less competitive than anything else, but it's like you start from a easier place. You start from a place of understanding.
How are writing and cooking the same? They've been very important parts of your life. I guess there's probably some similarities. You start with the basics. You start from scratch, so to speak, blank piece of paper or empty bowl, and then you try to create something.
Yeah, except that writing is hard and cooking is really easy. And the rewards are so quick with cooking. You cook something, you give it to people that you love, and you get an instant feedback. Writing, it takes forever. It's very solitary. That's the other difference. I mean, cooking, you can cook with a group. Writing is you're alone in your studio with a blank piece of paper. And it's often years before you know if you've done something worthwhile or made a fool of yourself.
But with writing, I imagine once it's done, it has to get through the editors and the agents, etc. And with cooking, you really don't have to please really anyone but yourself unless you're trying to make a living at it.
Well, that's true, except that really cooking, I'm always doing it to please other people. I'm doing it aimed at someone else. And writing isn't really about pleasing people. It's about taking people on a journey with you. So I think that's very different. I think of them as very complementary. When I'm stuck in my studio and I just think, I can't do this. I go into the kitchen.
Is there such a thing as chef's block, I guess was the word I'm looking for?
I have certainly never experienced it. For me, it's just pure pleasure, and I could certainly not say that about writing.
It seems every day, any minute you turn on television, there's a cooking show on, and it's competitive. And someone is dismissed, they go off in tears. You kind of hate to see that. What do you think of these shows where cooking's become a contest?
Well, my last book, My Kitchen Year, is very much against that whole notion. I mean, I feel like we have turned cooking into a test and into a performance, and that's ridiculous. I mean, cooking, my sense of cooking is it's something that's very pleasurable. It's an adventure. You never know how it's going to come out. And if you make a mistake, it's just a meal. And so I feel like because we've got all these competitive cooking shows, we've made ordinary people feel like, well, if you can't cook at that level, you shouldn't cook at all, which means denying yourself the great pleasure of being in the kitchen.
I would imagine for you, both cooking and writing can be very therapeutic. In 2009, when Gourmet magazine closed, you were the editor-in-chief. Suddenly, your world is shaken up. And did you retreat to the kitchen and to your writer's study?
Well, let me say that I think cooking is very therapeutic. Writing is not therapeutic. Writing is just, it's hard. I think like many writers, I hate writing. but I love having written. And so you write for that incredible feeling that you get on the days that it's gone well. It's such a pleasure it's like a drug when the writing has gone well, that you struggle through the horror of it most days.
We all learn to read and write. It's one of the first things we learn in school. Why do some people just get better at writing than others? Why are there great writers and good writers and people who strive to write and just never get that publication?
Well, my sense is that writing is something that you really can learn how to do. I mean, it's storytelling, and you learn to write in speaking. And I think that some people just aren't encouraged enough. But I truly believe that, everybody's life is interesting, everybody has a story, and given the chance, everybody can put that story out there.
Ruth Reichel is among the guests on the schedule for this year's Berkshire Festival of Women Writers. More information is available at the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers.org.